And the BBC newsman today on the second floor waiting to deliver is Roger Moffat. And it's 10:30. Off you go, Roger.
Finally, Mrs. Mary Payton, wife of the Transport Minister, has passed her advanced driver's test first time. She's been driving more than 30 years, but says she was spurred on to take the test by her husband's appointment. That's the news from the third floor, incidentally. Our next one, 11:30.
She only passed because she crammed a fiver in his hand. I know these people. And now, where were we?
Yes, because things were stiff in those days. And that remark, in those days, I mean, in Lord Reith's day, you just had to say, hi, instead of, hello, ladies and gentlemen, to get fired. So that remark about the Minister of Transport's thing was sort of shocking in those days. Nowadays, you can say bum and things like that, and nobody turns a hair. Well, about 2 days later, I got a telephone from the third floor of Broadcasting House saying, well, Kenny, it's time for the parting of the ways. So what I did was I rang Jonathan King, entrepreneur and general publicity seeker. I said, what do I do? And he said, don't worry, darling, leave it to me. Just buy loads of champagne. So I bought loads of champagne and waited. And suddenly the flat was inundated by press. So what they did was, poor little Kenny, fired by the giant. And I sat on the end of the bed with my wife, Lee. And she patted me on the head and I looked all dejected and sorry for myself. And all these fabulous pictures hit the front page the next day. And there was nothing happening in the world. Nothing. Nobody got shot. Nothing. So I got the front pages of everything. BBC, BBC, sacks little Kenny. Ah.